This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 70. Happy Cinco de Mayo. This will the recording on Cinco de Mayo. Tomorrow will be coming out, but
I don't have a margarita. I don't even have a beer.
I failed. I know. We're drinking Modelo.
I failed. I got one left in the fridge. I'm kind of bummed. I failed on that. Here I am. Freaking got water.
There you go, man. After hey, dude, Tattoo was live, dude, at Dodger Stadium. Right. That was
awesome. Probably good that I'm getting the water because I'm you know hydrating for a big sports weekend coming up. So
exactly. So we're going to start with the Dodgers because we swept the Giants, right? I know it's only a two-game series. We still got, I think, like 19 games left with them. But, dude, whenever you sweep the Giants, that's a good thing, right?
Totally. I mean, I'll take it. Pitching looked good. Some of our hitters came through. We've been talking about – you notice, like, we talk about, like, every time we talk about a guy who's slumping, all of a sudden
– yeah.
We talk about him and they come
Mook
up.
Mook's 9 for his last 22, couple homers, and I think he's, like, top 5 in runs scored, so – Who do we need to talk about that needs to step up? JT and
Muncy.
Yeah, but he had homered last night.
That's the thing. So we were talking about it. We just didn't get it on the pod in time, but we were talking Muncy come through for us, and then boom.
Boom, man. I think – and then our starting pitching, I mean, that's been – we were talking last night at the game. It's like, dude, going into the season, we're like, damn, our starting pitching, we don't know. I know it's still early, but our offense is going to carry us. But right now, which is scary because we're 16-7, our starting pitching is carrying us, and our offense, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing yet. So it's, and we're 16-7.
Exactly. It isn't, but you know what though? We put up runs last night. And then this is one thing we were talking about, dude, is Craig Kimbrel like even relevant for the Dodgers right now?
If we're going to keep blowing out teams, not really, right?
It's either we lose or we win by a blowout. The guy's on pace to pitch like 20 innings this season, I feel like.
Yeah, so we'll start with Tuesday. Urias, do you think it's fine? He goes out in the fifth inning. We won, so I don't know, 62 pitches. He looked like he was dominating. They took him out. What do you think?
I agree, but that's the thing. We trust the bullpen. There's no reason for him to pitch that many innings right now early in the season.
Yeah, you know? I know. You're right.
We got to save him. And it seems like he was fine with it. It's the same thing when Kershaw came out of the game a couple weeks ago and he seemed fine with it. I think this is long-term perspective.
Yep.
They know they got to pitch the whole entire season. They won a championship. And I think Kershaw, we saw when he got pulled, he's willing to do anything this year to win a championship. And I think that's probably what the feeling in the clubhouse right now.
A championship in front of the fans, right?
Exactly. Because, I mean, let's be honest, dude. We talked about it already. Dave Roberts, you got a 3-year extension.
Yeah,
we said he's got to get 2 rings.
Dude, I know, and that's why Dave is like, okay, I need to win one of these next 3. So I'm thinking long term, which is fine.
The pressure's on this team, dude. This team has to. This team, and to me, anything other than a World Series
is a
final
bust.
Right now is a bust.
I agree. I agree with you right now.
You don't go get Freddie Freeman to get knocked out in the NLCS.
I know, man. And then who are you more impressed with before we talk about the offense? Who are you more impressed with, the starting pitching or the bullpen so far?
I'm going to say the bullpen because we expect what we're getting from our starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
We've always expected this. We always expected this from Bueller and Kershaw. Yes, we didn't expect
Haney, but I know he's hurt now, but he's been awesome. And then Gonsolin, I guess we knew. Yeah. And we're
Gonsolin still getting May fine
back
last night.
I know we still get May back later, dude. So a bullpen, exactly. Right?
Yeah. The bullpen, because here's the thing about the bullpen that impresses me. What the bullpen has been the Dodgers' Achilles heel for the last decade, I would say. You know, we always had a great closer in Jensen, but it was those middle relievers that we just had, nobody had faith in.
Yep.
And I feel like this,
they sure have faith. Anyone they bring out, Hudson, Vesia, dude, I'm like, I'm fine with it, right? Guys before were like, oh shit, you gotta be kidding me.
I mean, even Phillips, I'm not the biggest rah-rah Phillips guy. Yeah, you're never gonna see me be like, oh, bring in Phillips, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, he's come through.
There's not many guys they bring in where you're like, remember when they used to bring in Baez, which he ended up being okay for us, but I'm like, oh shit, here comes Baez. We're like, fuck. Dude,
how many relievers out of the Dodgers pen going back how many years? I mean, the first name that jumps out of the plate for me is Fetters. Tell me you remember Fetters.
When he did the freaking oh yeah, the, and then he gives up a bomb. Freaking.
He reminds me of like Little Big League when he comes set like what moves that when he comes set like four times wait, and sets.
Or he's hitting the glove. He's pushing the glove and he started working. Oh, Fetters, man. That's a that oh, Jesus.
Fetters. Christ. You've had some guys come out of the bullpen. It's just been like, Jesus, hold on to your seats. You have no idea where this is going. But right now, hey, and this is what I'm saying. This is smart on Roberts' part. Hey, you know what? I got no problem taking out a starter who's looking like a gem because I'm just going to build the confidence in these bullpen guys because we know the bullpen wins championships. And
you're right. And it's September and October. Sometimes, yeah, you're right. That's all that matters. And that's what we all care about anyways, mm-hmm. right? So it's sometimes yep. frustrating saying, what the hell is he taking him out for? But then we're like, okay, but October, this guy's going to be ready to, yeah. So, and then let's talk about the offense, dude. I know we always could say we're saying the inconsistencies and all that, but dude, we're still sixth in runs. Scored out of the league.
Dude, yeah, so, we have the second highest run differential, I believe.
Yeah, right? So it's – I know we're saying, oh, shit, what's going on? I think it's because of the overhypeness, but we're still like, you know, before the season, look at this lineup, blah, blah, blah. But we're yeah. still – dude, we're still money, dude.
I swear, we're not worried. We're no, not worried not at worried. All. And that's the thing. I mean, okay, we're one game up on San Diego right now, thanks to that two-game sweep of San Fran. But, I mean, it is very, very tight. It's very clustered.
Colorado I think will drop. I think Colorado yeah. will drop. Colorado how about down. Arizona 13-13? What the hell?
Talk about turning their season around. They're 7-3 their last 10 since we badmouthed them on the pod.
I know. We were saying one of the worst teams.
Now if only Bumgarner can knock you thrown out of games and stay in a game or two, he'd be a big help.
I'm not worried about the division at all. And then who else? I know Brewers are off to a hot start and let's just see what happens and let's see at the All-Star yeah. break where all these teams are at.
Because the Dodgers are putting all this faith in the bullpen right now and getting these guys some confidence and stuff, I think we're going to need that because you look at the Brewers bullpen and you look at the stable of arms that the Brewers have. It's kind of a little bit scary, actually. I don't know how many runs they're going to be able to score come down crunch time.
That's the thing, though. We've been saying that the last few years, oh, the bullpen. But, like, dude, their offense never shows up in the playoffs, too.
That's true. But, you know, the Braves have a bullpen.
Yeah.
Milwaukee has a solid bullpen. The teams we expect to probably see in the playoffs somewhere down the road.
So far, it's so good. Great. It was a great month of April. I agree, right? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Win every game? No, the only two series we lost were against in Colorado. Like, we always suck playing there. Yep. And then Arizona.
Yeah. So, I mean – also, it's a great month of April because also Tattoo Fantasy Baseball is still undefeated too. I think we're 3-0 going for 4-0.
We're going, dude. Our goal is just to go undefeated too, wire to wire.
Like the Dodgers, dude. Wire to wire. We're going for broke here. We're playing just a quick update. Who are we playing? We got the what's his name?
This guy's actually pretty good. He's top four.
Bobby's boss team. Sorry, you're on the tracks and the train's coming through. And then who do we got next week? So I'll call them out right now because we're coming.
Can't wait till we play Sheffield because we'll have them on that week.
Oh, that's true. We should just talk trash nonstop. Team Bat Boys, sorry guys, we're coming for you next week too. So,
oh man. So yeah, quick thought. No, dude, I was also looking. We were also talking about last night, dude. We got the Cubs, the Pirates, dude. I think our next 26 games are against. I see like 18-8, 18-8, dude, we're going to just keep rolling. Look at this.
We only have two series on the road, right? It's Cubs, Pittsburgh, and then we come back home for Philly.
Cubs, Pittsburgh, home against Philly. Dude, they're trash so far this year. I know that you have to worry about like Schwarber and all them, but their bullpen's trash. A home against Diamondbacks, you know we're going to step up for that after losing 2 or 3 there.
Exactly.
Dude, and then Nationals, Phillies, and Diamondbacks again. Dude, I think we're going to go on a huge run, right?
Anytime the Dodgers have to leave the state of California to play a West Division team, is for some reason, we play down to the level of talent. We go to Colorado and we forget how to play baseball. We go to Arizona, we forget how to play baseball. But it's okay because then we beat the Giants.
I see a lot of wins in the future on this. The May's going to be a good month. But you never know with baseball, of course, but.
Yeah, this train's in motion, and I don't think it's going to get stopped until October.
So there you go. Let's talk about moving on because we know Dodgers we're good with Dodgers. No panic. We're all good. Let's talk about pucks on net, bro. Okay, let's talk about the first game. Monday. That was fucking awesome, bro. You got to steal one. Always steal one on the road.
Yep. So especially especially game one too, you want to punch him in the mouth,
dude. That was something, dude. We're not scared of the men, and I mean, we almost blew the two goal lead, but we got it quick. No, I know, quick looked amazing, but so here's the thing: we stole one, but you were talking about last night. It's the 6-0. How much momentum did we lose on that second game? How much
concerns? I have a little concerns.
Okay.
I feel like we played a strong first period to hold them goalless, but we didn't score either. But then to give up 3-3 in the next two periods, it's a little worrisome. The momentum is, I think, fully, completely shifted. But thankfully, this is the perfect time to come back home.
Yes. First home game nerves, since. Settle everybody first home down. Playoff game since, I think, what, 2017, right? Or
yep.
Maybe early? Okay.
I think it's 18, maybe?
Or whatever. Either 17. Way, the guys will be ready. Quick will be ready, dude. We got to win tomorrow, right? Must win game.
Worst case scenario, we have to split. We have to win one of these games coming up at home.
And I think we win tomorrow. Dude, after getting embarrassed, you know they're pissed, right?
That's what I'm worried about. They gave up 6 goals. We didn't score. I mean, the momentum has to shift coming home now. The crowd at Crypto has to be – they got to come alive.
Which Kings fans are great, like we talked about. Nonstop. It's going to be a loud as shit. Yeah, we'll get the rally towels going. We'll be at Yards if anyone wants to join.
We'll be at Yards, live watch. You saw in last night's game, that's where we really needed Doughty.
I know.
Not having Doughty hurts us last night. We need that extra defender. We need an extra solid defender, and it's...
You're right, man. It sucks. What's the deal with Arvidsson? So he hasn't been practicing, like, personal reasons? Do we need him back?
Yeah, now's not the time, dude. Now's not the time.
What are they saying? He hasn't been on the morning skates? I don't know, but that's one of our best players, right?
He is. Yeah. Young one, too. We definitely need him. I haven't seen any updates. I'm not too sure what's going on with him. A little bit weird, a little bit strange right now. I hope it's not a COVID thing, right? Can't be, right? Because COVID's done, right?
Yeah, until Arvidsson. Let's see. Victor Arvidsson. Let's just say.
What do you find?
Is his name even Victor? Something Arvidsson.
Do a little quick Google search.
Arvidsson injury. Yeah, it is name. Okay. Yeah, what are they saying? That's 2 days ago. He was out for game one and game two, and they're not giving any I don't know. We need him back. Maybe he'll come back tomorrow.
That's weird. They're just unavailable for game two. Doubtful. Not playing finale. So he's been out 3 straight games now.
Either way, I think the tattoos at Yard with the boys, dude. I think we'll get a win tomorrow, right? That's why they lost 6-0. We were at the Dodger game instead.
We have to. You know what, Dodger? I mean, at this point, Dodgers can wait.
Let's put them in the back seat for now until the Kings.
It's hockey playoffs. You know what the problem is actually too? We gotta not shave.
Oh, I know. Oh, I should. Okay,
we gotta grow it out.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. All right.
We got to go out. We got to get one of these at home. If we can get both of them at home, we're sitting pretty, but we got to win one of these at home. And I think it needs to be.
And series Friday over night. If you lose both at home. We go back.
I agree. I think it's series over. And again, like I said, I wish we had Doughty. We need that extra defender. That fucking
McDavid and the other McDavid, guy. Right? Leon Dressetti, or what's his name? I don't even know what his name is.
They are really good.
I know. That's why they're big favorites going in, but we stole one, so it's good. Pucks on net. That's all I got to say. I mean, right?
Pucks on net. Yep.
Go Kings.
Got to bounce back. Kings back. Faithful. Come to Crypto tomorrow night.
Come to Crypto and or the Yards. Or I know the Toms will be packed too. But what else? Dude, let's get into – damn, bro. What do you even want to – more exciting is Champions League, right? I mean, NBA playoffs. No, it's been exciting, but we'll end with the NBA playoffs. But – let's go. You have the floor. You have the floor, my friend. What are your thoughts, bro? You called it, so I want to give you the floor. You called what happened.
Okay, well, I did. I'll start with the first game on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
I did say watch out for Villarreal. I thought Villarreal would make it. They got up to a hot start. It's just that second half of that game kind of did them in. Liverpool flexed their muscle. Liverpool, I think, played a little bit down to the talent on the first half. They flexed their muscle the second half. And they showed
Salah, and I mean,
they showed their class in soccer. They're very good. But Villarreal, man, nobody expected them to get that far anyway. So,
dude, I know, it's amazing. To be tied, that was a fucking hell of a run, dude.
To be tied with 45 minutes left against one of the best teams in the entire world right now, I gotta give them credit.
If you're a Villarreal fan, you, dude, that's bravo to them, dude. I mean, it's fucking hell of a run.
But then,
like, okay, the but one, then dude. We talked before the game. I was like, dude, Benzema to score and Real Madrid plus a half. You're like, yeah, Man City always chokes. Just do it. And then it was, what was it? Like, I remember I texted you Dagger and you're like, Real Madrid needs, it could Mahrez. Be. Yeah, I thought that was Dagger. But hey, dude, what
it's
happened?
Never Dagger.
I know.
I wouldn't have trusted Man City with a 5-goal lead. There's two, if it's death, taxes, and Man City and PSG choking in the Champions League. Literally, we've seen this movie how many years now? And I know we got some Man City fans that follow.
Sorry, Corey. I know he's gotta be hurting. He's gotta be hurting, dude.
You had to have seen this coming. It's you give up 3 goals at home to Real Madrid. I guarantee you, we said this after the game. Pep Guardiola,
they're sitting pretty, right? 4-3. They were sitting pretty,
sweating. He is sweating to give up 3 goals in the Etihad on their home field, now knowing that you have to go into Madrid, hostile environment, and you're only up by 1 goal. You had to know Madrid was going to score goals, and they left it late, but they still did it.
Which is unreal, man.
This is why I try to tell people, and I think you see it now, but a lot of people don't, because a lot of people don't follow soccer. I understand Champions League's on. It's like a horrible timing for people because it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Tuesday to Wednesday.
Middle of the day.
Yeah.
But honestly, how many of these games that you've been watching right now in Champions League this season, the round of 16, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, the late drama is absolutely unreal. Insane.
I know, dude. That
90-minute goal yesterday in that game. Could you imagine being in that stadium?
I know, dude. Imagine because we're always, it's always middle of the week. It's hard to like be pumped. We just text each other, but I wish we were like watching it somewhere because these games are insane.
They scored that 90-minute goal. I guarantee you that thing came up on the Richter scale. I know. That place was bouncing. The stadium was, I think, coming off the ground.
Insane, right?
This is the drama. Game drama that the Champions League provides every single year. It's you can't skip this. It's like a soap opera.
Yep. And that's why people love it, right?
Yep.
People love it this part because it's knockout stages, right? Whereas the EPL and all that, it's like most points at the end. So that's why Champions League is the highest thing, right? Besides what? World Cup.
It is. To me, it's probably like World Cup. That's every 4 years. European Euro.
Yeah.
The UEFA Euro every 4 years. That's probably the second.
But Champions League every year.
The Champions League final is the biggest game of the year every year.
When is that again?
I believe we are looking at May 18th is the UEFA Cup final. That's Rangers versus.
Dude, you love the Texas Rangers. Frankfurt. Seager's playing, dude.
Yeah.
Seager's on the pitch.
Seager's on the pitch will probably. I got some respect left for Seager. I'm not going to make a Seager.
What do they call it? The Shitopa League? They call it the Shitopa League, right? The Europa League's always that's what the new soccer fans what I learned.
Yeah, but I mean it's solid.
Right?
Those games are phenomenal too. I was watching the finals today, and those are phenomenal. But Champions League final will be May 28th at noon. So looking at a Saturday.
Oh, okay, so we don't even have to give our pick yet.
We got some time.
Yeah, we got some time. But it's Liverpool Real. Who do you side on right now? I mean, it's
based on right now, I think I can see this game going extra time. I can see it being a tie game after the 90, but I got to look into it a little bit more, see who's injured. They still have some. Liverpool's still chasing Man City for the EPL title. So
I know. So they're going to be. Whereas Real, how's Real looking?
Real's locked it up. They're done.
Okay. So they're going to be. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell? Champs. Why do we have 10 minutes left, bro?
I saw that.
Wait, there's only two of us, bro. What the hell? We don't have a guest. Unless there's a. What's up? Who's doing us dirty right now? Zoom's doing us dirty, but two people? We're not upgrading, dude. No way. We're good, though. Actually, 10 minutes is all we need, so we're good.
Yeah, that's our Champions League.
Okay, that's Champions League. We'll talk. We'll preview it later. Sorry for Man City fans, but you're used to it by now, like you said.
Exactly. Right? So, you're used to it, Man City fans. You know what? The Man City fans will join us at the bar with all the PSG fans too. So yes. Since you both are used to it, they should just play each other. You know, right now, go play a there one game on our neutral field, Man City versus PSG. Whoever wins that.
Oh, another thing, dude, because I like the De Bruyne, right? Did they take him out thinking they had the game in hand? Because, dude, that's one of their best. That's also.
I think so.
Are people coming after the coach for taking
him? I was shocked. I was looking. I didn't even realize they took him out because I turned it on at halftime. And I was thinking, I was like, where's De Bruyne? They really took him out. And then I had to look at my phone. They
took
him out.
They know they always show. I can't believe they took him. I mean.
Pep, what were you thinking, Pep?
I don't know. That guy, every time I watch Man City, that guy's always in the middle of everything.
But right? Don't forget, you know what? This past weekend, Carlo Ancelotti, the coach of Real Madrid, who has won Champions Leagues. I want to say he won the Champions League with Bayern. I think he won two Champions Leagues for sure with AC Milan in the early 2000s. I think he's officially the GOAT now because now he has won the league title in all five major countries. He's won the league title in Italy, Germany, France, England, and now Spain. He's
like the Belichick of soccer.
He's the only coach to ever do it.
Jesus Christ, bro. Good for him. But then it makes sense with De Bruyne. Maybe they're thinking because they're still in a tight race with the EPL. So he's thinking, okay, I think we got this. I need to save him for EPL. But
yeah, either way, Liverpool's still alive.
Yeah. Yep. So we're not
the only
talking
thing that, the only thing that would last, add yeah. more salt yeah, yeah. to injury. The only thing that would add make this real worse is if Liverpool does win that Champions League and they somehow are able to steal the EPL. Oh man, City fans. Oh, I'm sorry. I can see that happening.
That's rough. Oh man, that is rough. Jesus. We're not giving draft grades. I'm sorry. Let's see how they play first. These people that give draft grades like thinking because they saw them in college and think they're so whatever. I mean, the NFL draft was cool. It was in Vegas. That's all. It should always be in Vegas, right?
Yeah, we're not doing no Mel Kiper stuff right here. Mel Kiper literally Mel gets Kiper. Paid how we much did, money yeah. to be wrong like 90% of the time.
We did agree on that. That's the best place to get drafted, right? Dude, these guys are going. They get drafted. They get the. I mean, I know they don't get the money right away, but dude. Go straight to the club after, right?
Exactly, but it's also dangerous. It's also dangerous.
True. Well, as you saw, it's Vegas done players. In Vegas. Yeah, that's true. So kind of dangerous. But all right, let's talk a little NBA. What thoughts so far? I mean, Celtics, Bucks got their win on the road. That's all you need. You steal it, right? And Memphis and then Warriors got their win on the road. So
yeah,
I think both go the distance, right?
I think it's right now the NBA playoffs, I think it's a little hard to handicap and a little hard to like analyze because I feel like we still got to see so much more. Most of these series are 1-1. I think Philly's done. I think Philly's
Miami and Suns are, I know Luka, maybe you could, I think Luka, they rely on him too much. Suns are, I mean, with Booker back, right? Do you see that going? Maybe Suns in like five or Suns in four, like that guy.
Suns in four. I think Mavs, I'm sorry, they might steal a game somewhere.
At home, I think the Mavs might be done. Home, I think,
I can see that 4-1 or
Philly.
4-2.
If there's no Embiid, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's done. I think Miami might sweep. I think Miami got the broom. I think Miami might.
If
sweep
If you're relying on Harden, dude, you know he probably stayed. Exactly. Took a private. He probably went to the strip club after last night's game for sure.
Exactly.
And then left. And then but the main two series, dude, we got some dogfights too. Memphis and Warriors going, dude.
I like Boston. The Boston-Milwaukee series, I know a lot of people like Milwaukee. I like Boston to take that series. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That,
I just want, games. As Lakers fans, obviously, I like Tatum, but I just want Milwaukee. But I think overall, Boston has a better team, right? Especially with Middleton out. Middleton's out.
Yeah. I think Boston's going to go. I think you're going to see a Boston Heat conference final.
Which will be a hell of a conference final.
I think the best series of all of them.
Sounds worse.
The Warriors.
Oh, Memphis. No, Warriors. That's a real, like.
I can see that one going seven. I can see that one going the distance.
And then home court is Memphis, right?
Yeah, they stole it.
This is, dude, how about Ja? That guy's 22 years old. Jesus Christ. What were you doing at 22?
Shit, dude. Oh, my God. I don't even want to remember. I don't even want to say it out loud, probably.
This guy is freaking. Oh, man. Oh, but yeah. It's going to be – I think those will go the distance. And then the other series, I don't know, a sweep or like Suns in five, Miami in five. Maybe Philly will win one at home and maybe Mavs will win one. Luka drops 50, right?
If Philly wins one at home, it's going to be after it's going to be after Miami's up 3-0. I think Miami wins the next game, and I think they go up
3-0. I think Dallas wins maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think they're a good bet tomorrow night, but we'll see.
I think Miami might take their foot off the gas.
After 3-0, it's hard. 3-0. To, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, but it's
– go back home to win it.
Okay, what were you saying, dude? How – NHL playoffs, these guys are fucking in – fucking war going back and forth playing double overtime, dude. And
triple overtime every, that Pittsburgh
every
Rangers.
Other night, every other night, dude. The last game, Bucks Celtics play Tuesday. They play Tuesday, don't play until Saturday. What it's are we joke. Doing here? What are we doing here, dude? To not have a game tonight, I mean, what are we doing?
And that's probably the closest flight of all the playoff series right now. That's probably the closest flight.
So I get why, yeah. Well, we're NBA fans, but I get why other like NHL fans are probably like, dude, NBA is so soft.
Yep. So, I mean, you said it. This is a horrible scheduling on the NBA's part. How do you not dude, have Cinco a game Mayo, on Thursday night?
Cinco de Mayo basketball, like, dude, are you serious? And then their first game, 12:30. I know it's Saturday game, but 12:30, well, for, I don't know.
I don't know. Cinco de Mayo, dude, come on. Yo soy fiesta.
Does not make any sense, but well, I think – so two good series and the other two look to be done, right?
I think so. And the funny thing is the two good series are the ones that keep on playing the same day.
I know. And yeah. Then the ones that have 3 days off. It's like the best series that we want to watch. They don't play until Saturday.
Exactly. Exactly. Give the people what they want. Come on.
Oh, shit, man. Anything else? We got two minutes to close. Oh, Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby, bro. We got big Saturday Kentucky Derby. Yeah. What are we talking about? Here we go.
Okay.
Two minute wrap up in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, yeah. We got to give out. Oh, give me a long shot. Give me your favorite.
All right. First, I'm going to start real quick. Kentucky Oaks. It's always the day before the Derby. There is a horse. It is not the favorite, which makes me love it even more because you know I don't like taking chalk.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Secret Oath.
Okay.
This is Dwayne Lucas's prize filly. This is a bad bitch, if there ever was one.
I'll give you a long shot of that one. Cocktail Moments, just because the name.
Ooh, I like that name, actually.
I love it. And then let's get to the Derby real quick, because we got minute 30. Give me a long shot, and then who else do you like, man? What did we say? I know Baffert's canceled, but the guy that took over for him, so it's still, you know, Baffert's still
he's training. Making the calls, dude. Yeah, know, it's, okay. Like when it's like when a manager kicks out of a baseball game. Yeah, you know, exactly. He's in the clubhouse, so the calling six, the dugout.
You gotta take the six Messier. He's 8-1 right now. And then
which Mike is funny because I like the 12 even more. Yeah. I like the 12 because Mike you got Smith, Mike Smith, dude. And Baffert.
If you don't have money on Mike Smith in a Derby, you got
riding a Baffert horse too.
And then any other names that you like? Maybe you kind of like the one, but dude, once you get the one hole, you're fucked, right?
I know that rail scares me, but I do like the one.
Kind of like Doug O'Neill, Bayerano, maybe Wimplay Show, Happy Jack. And then any others? Why is the 15 horse 10-1? That's sneaky, right?
Gaffley, well, I was looking at that.
Good. What's his name?
I was looking at that. White Mario.
Oh, dude, you got to throw him in. And any others?
I'm going one and the 12 horse. That's my little exacto right there. Box that one.
I'll go 12. Two as a long shot, Happy Jack, and then who else did I say? Oh, the 15 wider barrel. But you got to go Mike Smith, right? Win place, you got to.
Yeah.
If you don't bet Mike Smith.
Put him in your wheels. Put him tease yeah. him, box him.
That wraps up episode 70. Yeah, that wraps up episode 70. Let's go.
Kentucky Derby, take it down.